Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jeff Musselman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave J. Schmidt. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Lacy steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacy moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff strikes out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a line drive towards third. Gruber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. It's Blue Jays, 1, Orioles, 1. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Musselman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Musselman. Young moves to second. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eichhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1. Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rans Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Knight is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-2 in the game. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. McGriff moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGriff moves to third. Gruber moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. McGriff scores. Gruber moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Orioles. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. George Bell pinch hits for Manuel Lee. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gruber tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Orioles. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing second base. George Bell now playing left field. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young bunts towards the mound. Lavelle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Tom Hankey now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Ken Gerhardt. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Orioles. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops it up and throws to first, with Hankey covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred Lynn now playing center field. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGriff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barfield moves to third. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barfield scores. McGriff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Orioles. Mark Williamson now pitching. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGriff moves to third. Two outs. Luis De Leon now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.